further detail and depth the issues which are dear to our heart. Water has analyzed what critical care nurses should do and what they are in fact doing in European countries. What are the differences, what are the similarities, and water has also shown the guidelines or the borders of the job of critical care nurses. Critical care nursing being a highly variable field in space and time, so there are differences which are due to national cultures and to different levels of integration. Water has also outlined the legal problems for nurses, which may work in different ways. And Water has also made a general reference to the different regulations we have in different European countries. And so it is quite clear that we should discuss these various issues together. And Water has also told us another important thing. There are differences as regards institutional or non-institutional training and education for critical care nurses. Again, this is an issue we should debate and discuss together, because many of us have already had the opportunity of discussing some of these issues with other European nurses. So we should always bear in mind that in some European countries, as it were, the speed of progress could be different from ours. So with enlargement, this variable speed nursing Europe, if we may say so, may be at the same time an opportunity and a problem. We must understand the problematic aspects and we must strive to solve the problems. We have seen, indeed, that there can be a very deep and thorough critical care nursing education, or in some cases it's almost absent. Again, here we need cooperation, discussion and sharing to address these issues. And then Water has also outlined what the European Federation is, what its aims are, what its projects are, and what its prospects may be, as well as the major problems EFCNA has. Last but not least, funding, because, well, EFCNA has to fund meetings, but also to fund its activity in terms of projects, European research and investigation, some of which has already been carried out. There are other investigation and research projects which are underway, but EFCNA needs funds for this. For instance, there is one project we're working on, which will be presented this afternoon, and which requires funding too. It's a project on reflection and on the drafting of a specific proposal for critical care nurses training and education. And it, EFCNA should provide guidelines for all this. And we should all be aware that we need guidelines. But we also need not just any guideline, we need supranational guidelines. These issues cannot be approached with an Italian outlook. Now, we're happy that we have a master at an educational course in Italy. Good, we're happy. But it's not enough. We must be aware that we need to approach these issues at a European level. So proposals regarding nurses' education should be developed at a European level, and indeed the European Federation has been working now for a couple of years on a draft proposal. But obviously, for this draft proposal to be effective, it should be adopted by the European Parliament, not by the Italian or any other national parliament. And we must find a way to reach the European Parliament, and I can guarantee that it's not easy. It's not easy to table a proposal to the European institutions and then to convince all member countries to follow these guidelines. But our goal is obviously that of ensuring that nursing care in Italy and Europe be in line with a certain standard of quality. So, this is a picture we have tried to outline in order to introduce the issues we're going to discuss. over the next few days. So as you can see, there are increasingly complex, important and interdependent issues. And interdependence is something we have already been stressing this morning in our introduction. We need to be aware of these aspects, first of all, and then we need to be able to analyze the situation in its complexity. And thirdly, it is an absolute priority for nurses to be actively involved and proactively involved in the solution to these issues, not just at the national, but also at the supranational level. So, now I'm changing hats and speaking as an Italian nurse. Well, it's important for us Italian nurses to understand that we need to go beyond our borders. We need to share our experience with our fellow European nurses. And this is what we're going to do over the next few sessions. We're going to see what Italian nurses do, for instance, in pain management, and what other nurses do for pain management. So we have to be aware of all this. Now, we have ample time for debate, and as I have already said, all participants may take the floor. They should make use of microphones, obviously. So, if they wish to say anything regarding what has already been said by the initial presentations, the participants are invited to do so. But allow me to stress really the importance of participating in this debate, because here we have water with us, and we're going to have other European colleagues in our further sessions, and these are not, well, any nurse coming from any European country. No, there are people who represent the nursing associations. In particular, water represents the European Federation of Nursing Associations, so they are, well, outstanding colleagues who can reply to our questions, who can take into account our problems and the issues we raise, and so I think that we can really enjoy a fruitful, open and in-depth debate, because, well, these colleagues are the colleagues who stand for the other associations with whom we discuss and debate in Europe. So if you have questions or issues to raise, please raise your hands and wait for the microphone to be brought to you. So, please be specific, be brief and clear, and introduce yourselves. Give your name, give the institution and city you come from, because, well, as you know, your questions or comments will also be included in the proceedings of this meeting. So, please raise your hands.
Marco, c'è un intervento qui. Avanti, avanti.
There's one hand there. My name is Anna Maria Carlini. I'm a critical care nurse. I work in intensive care and resuscitation in the Rimini Hospital. Now, I feel that all nurses have enormous problems to deal with in Italy. In particular, in my hospital, we have problems as regards research. And unfortunately, there is no space, no time in our job for research, in particular for evidence-based nursing. And this should become essential, actually, for our job. So as regards Europe, what is the space and time devoted for research in this field? Are there nurses who are really trained to become researchers in other European countries? Unfortunately, in Italy, universities are not educating nurse researchers. What about Europe? Perhaps we could ask for other comments, and then we could have a sort of general round of replies. Well, in that case, we can have an immediate reply if there are no further comments. Oh, yes, there is another comment there. so sometimes it's not easy to see, hence, good morning. I am a professional nurse from Bologna, the general ER, emergency department, and I'd like to ask Mr. De Graaf, how can we as nurses help EFCNA? I mean, how can we help EFCNA to play its fundamental role in Europe? What can we do for EFCNA? Thank you.
Bene, passiamo alle c'è ancora un intervento, prego.
There is another person, and then we'll give the floor to Walter for the reply. Good morning, my name is Gugliara. I come from Northern Africa, actually Sicily. I like talking about Sicily as Northern Africa because, you know, very often we see a major difference between Sicily and the rest of Europe. It's really as if Sicily was part of another continent. Well, I don't want to be too provocative, but I have a question for our colleague, Mr. De Graaf. Do you think that Italian nurses are ready to work as critical care nurses in Europe, I don't know, in the Netherlands, in the UK, in Iceland? Do you think that we are ready for these countries, countries where very often both theoretical and practical education is better because they have a much more developed facilities and institutions, much more developed than in southern Italy in particular? Okay, so we'll stop here this first round of questions. You prepare next questions if you have any, and we'd like to give the floor now to Walter for his replies.
The first question was about the research, and in my personal opinion, I think having research projects is a management decision, because in the ward, in the department, you have to make the choice that you think that research in critical care nurses is important. And I know that there are research nurses in critical care area in the United Kingdom and in the Netherlands, but I don't know whether there are many research nurses in critical care areas in the other countries. I don't know. I understand it's not in a very few, and I think a very few in Italy then, yeah. But starting, having research in the ward is part of the professional attitude, because if you are a nurse, a critical care nurse, and you're not only interested in doing things, but as what I said in my presentation, also prevention is very important for you as a healthcare worker. You can, of course, doing research to make prevention based on guidelines and scientific programs available for the quality of care. And if you can enthusiastically go to your manager, maybe he can make the choice to provide you some time and other resource to do a research project on your ward. Is that okay? Okay. And the other question was about what can Italian nurses do for EFCNA? Well, there's one simple thing, is that becoming a member of ANIARTI. Because if the members of the national associations increases, we can make clear to other healthcare departments, including the European community, that we are a very large group, and that EFCNA is really the voice of the critical care nurses in Europe, and not only 20% from those who are members of the individual national associations. And of course, being interested in what FNI is doing, looking at the website, because of the statistics of the website visits, is very important for us to get sponsors and to work together with companies in research projects. And the third question was about the possibility for Italian critical care nurses to work outside the country. And I understand that there was a difference in the north and the south part of Italy about the educational course and the daily critical care practice. I think that based on the similarities in the practical and the educational course, it must be easy for Italian critical care nurses to work outside the country. But there's one problem: communication. And I think it's very important that if you want to work outside, you have to speak English, if you want to work in France, you have to speak French or German if you want to work in Germany. Because the organization on the critical care ward is not ready for people to speak foreign languages, especially not in a communication with family, relatives and patients, but also not in case of emergency actions, working together with physicians and others. Okay.
Sì, c'è un'integrazione di Fabrizio.
Yes, Fabrizio would like to add something as regards the first question regarding research which was put to Walter. I agree entirely with what Walter has just said. Research can mean having colleagues who devote all their time to clinical field research, but it can also mean devoting just a part of your time to research. I mean, very often in critical care, we actually are involved in an experimental approach to a problem, and we experiment today or we carry out trials together with other care providers. What is really essential is that professional care providers work in conjunction with the few centers who carry out research work. They are very few, but they are already developing research work and master research projects in cooperation with some universities. There is an association which is now developing a project on a research master for nurses. So we have already decided to go along that way, but well, unfortunately it's still a long way to go, but we've already started in that direction, and I think it's the right direction. So it's important for us, for all of us who work in the field, to report and describe our requirements and also what we see as opportunities to do research work on our discipline, on our profession, because obviously it should all start from the activity of our colleagues who work in the clinical field and who, as it were, test themselves by working practically in the clinical field. If I'd like to add something myself in that respect, because Aniati is directly involved. Now, as regards research, the National Board of Aniati has been discussing it over the last few meetings, and we have tried to redefine our approach to that, because Aniati, if Aniati wants to be certified as a training and education provider within the CME, Continuing Medical Education System, Aniati must be officially registered and recognized as a scientific society which provides education. This means that we should perhaps redirect our activities and perhaps starting to carry out research work ourselves, or even basic research, I mean simple research initially, and then true nursing research, if possible, later on. What does this mean in practice? Now, I'd like to refer back to what Walter just told us. He has just invited all nurses to participate actively in the life of Aniati or of other associations. And so, what we plan to do as Aniati is to develop research and investigation work which is directly related to our daily routine, to our daily practice, directly in touch with field work in order to get data and information from the clinical field and to collect crucial clinical and nursing data which can be used to improve the quality of our nursing care. So what we wish to do is to develop this research work in order to analyze and understand the nursing care we provide and to monitor it and then to improve it. In addition to this, we will try to get in touch with nurse researchers in order to further develop this line of activity. There was also a further question regarding whether working abroad is actually an option for Italian nurses. Well, Fabrizio and Walter have both told us something in that respect, but I'd like to tell you that there are Italian nurses who not only work but also are also highly appreciated in other countries because they're very well trained. For instance, there are Italian nurses who work in Switzerland. Okay, there is no communication problem because there's a part of Switzerland in which Italian is spoken normally. And there are many Italian nurses from the neighboring regions of Italy who regularly work in Switzerland, and they are highly appreciated and praised for their skills. And then there are other Italian nurses who have actually overcome the communication gap Walter has been describing, and who currently work in the UK or in France, I know many of these, or in other countries. So indeed, again, this is perhaps a myth which needs debunking. We are afraid that we are unable to work abroad because we are not sufficiently trained, because we are not sufficiently skilled. But as has been pointed out, this is not a real problem. Now, our colleague from Sicily has just been provocative in saying that Sicily is part of Africa rather than Europe. But as Aniati, we tour around Italy, we visit the facilities all around Italy, including southern Italy. And, well, I am proud to say that throughout Italy, even in southern Italy, there are centers of excellence, even in terms of nursing care. So, we simply need to be able to compare the care we provide, to network among ourselves, and to understand that we have the opportunity of changing what is wrong. Today's meeting is one such opportunity, and I think that our task here is that of multiplying these opportunities, because we need to understand that probably within Italy we have many more resources and many more opportunities than we believe to change and improve our reality. But we need to find the courage to do so. We must be very strict and disciplined in the way in which we work, and obviously we should devote all the time that is required to our profession, not just to complying with bureaucratic requirements. I mean, our commitment means really devoting ourselves to ourselves to a job, not just doing what is required in order to get our wage packet. So, thank you very much for the questions and for the answers. Now, there's a further question or comment, and you are invited to raise your hand if you have further questions or comments. Good morning, my name is Teresa Romano. I'd like to say something in respect of the north-south divide in Italy. Now, I have a school diploma taken in southern Italy, and then I have studied in central Italy, and I got my nursing diploma in central Italy. And I believe that the training I have received is quite good. Sorry, just one point of order, if possible. Please don't speak too fast so that translators can translate your questions appropriately to water, because otherwise we're under risk of not understanding each other. Okay, so the point I wanted to make was a political point, that is to say, making Italian nurses part of the agenda of the European Parliament. I'm talking about Italian nurses, but we have a domestic problem, because actually in Italy the healthcare is being regionalized, so we run the risk of not having any longer Italian nurses or Italian healthcare, but rather regional, local healthcare guidelines and regional healthcare. And so how can an Italian nurse be on the agenda of the European Parliament if perhaps Italian nurses will not exist any longer, there'll just be regional Italian nurses? Thank you. Another question there. Good morning. My name is Roberto Galli. I'm from Florence. I would like to take this opportunity of having our Dutch friend to get from here some more information regarding the extent to which nurses are represented or on the agenda, not just of the European Parliament, but of the various national parliaments in Europe. Because I think that indeed the time has come for us to make one major step forward. Obviously, by the way, I agree that we must further develop our professional skills. I have had the opportunity myself of working in the UK, and I have seen that we are not really second to anyone in terms of training and education. Yet, we are still outside Parliament, so I'd like to know whether nurses are on the agenda either of the European Parliament or of national parliaments in Europe. Any other question, comment?
Dunque, per rispondere un attimino a queste domande.
Okay, I'd like to say something myself first, because we'll be talking about Italy in particular. Well, we know that in Italy there's a sort of process of change in the Italian constitution which may turn Italy into a sort of federated or federal state, which means that the health profession, as many other aspects of our reality, will be divided alongside regional lines. However, nurses have taken a very clear position. They want nursing care to be patient-centered. So, whether we really become a federated country or whether there is a sort of mild or soft federal status in Italy. What is essential is that nursing care remain centered on the patient, on the needs of the weakest. And I don't think there are any doubts in the profession about that. Indeed, in the afternoon we will have the opportunity of discussing these issues with Gennaro Rocco and Danilo Massari, who are here. I welcome them. And they are two representatives of the National Federation of Official Registered Nurses Associations in Italy. So they'll be able to tell us something about this in the afternoon. But I am convinced that the European Parliament is one of our targets, because the European Parliament is going to be, in the future, the not just the house of all European citizens, but also of all European nurses. And yet, the problem is that of being A, represented, B, heard by the European Parliament. That is to say that we need to send a clear message to the European Parliament. And this is perhaps not easy. Water may tell us something clearer and more specific in that respect. But as I have been saying, we have already started working in the direction. We have already started working in the direction of trying to address a number of priority issues with the European Parliament. And indeed, EFCNA has taken this as one of its major goals. It's a commitment of EFCNA to put critical care nursing on the agenda of the European Parliament. And Aniarti is contributing to this. There is another important point, but I guess Gennaro is going to discuss it in the afternoon too. It's a point which was also broached in L'Infermiere, which is our journal. That is to say, the creation of a federation of institutional nursing associations in Europe. So this is an initiative which was launched by the Italian Association of the Official Registered Nurses Associations, and the initiative is that of creating a European federation of these. And the aim of setting up this European federation is that of putting on the agenda of the European Parliament the issues which regard the nursing profession in general, but at a European level. Again, this has been an Italian initiative, and I'm not saying this just to boast that Italians are the best in the field, but simply Italians are very Europe conscious. There is another point. All and each of us needed to be aware of the issues, and all and each of us must contribute, even by limited efforts, but by individual efforts, to the development of the same approach. Now, Walter, do you feel like adding something? Perhaps?
Scusate questi inghippi tecnologici. Se ci sono degli altri interventi, poi.
Sorry for the technological hassle.
In reaction on the question about the being on the political agenda in a country as a critical care nurse, I think there are a few problems. We found out that in no country there's more than 20% of the total amount of critical care nurses in the country are members of the associations. So the voice of the association is very small. And to be heard by the government. On the other hand, there is, in most of the country, there is an association for general nurses. And the general, this association is normally the association who is in contact with the government. So the influence of the Critical Care Nurse Association in a national country depends also in the on the relation and the contact, the collaboration between the Critical Care Nurse Association and the National Nurse Association. And that is what we also see on European level, because in the European community we have the PCN, it's the Permanent Council of Nurses, who is the officially, well, let's say, counterpart for the European government in cases of nursing. But we, as critical care nurses, are not allowed to be a member of the PCN. Yeah, we can be there at the conferences, but we don't have a vote. So that's why we think that the EFCNA must be the platform where we share our mutual interests and important things in critical care nursing. And if we bring that together and we put it in a document, like an educational standard, like a practical standard, like a vision on the quality of critical care nursing, we can give the national associations an instrument to get in contact with the government or the general nursing associations to be heard. Is that enough?
Grazie. C'è un intervento, mi pare.
No, I think there is someone there at the center. At the center. My name is Oscar Batek. I come from Parma, heart surgery and intensive care. I have a comment and a question for both Aniarti and EFCNA. Now, I am under the impression that language communication is a major problem for the European Union. I'm not talking about nursing, I'm talking about the European Union as such. It suffers from language and communication problems. Now, nurses who follow a university curriculum are now able to get a better knowledge of English in respect of us, as it were, older nurses, because they've been taught English better at school, and then they get better English courses in the university. So what about the older generations of nurses? Very often we have had no chance of getting really a proficient training in English, a proficient education in English. Now, I agree, we can all get to learn English individually, take personal classes or whatever, but this is a question I would like to address to the associations. What can Aniarti and EFCNA do for us in order to, well, guarantee that we have a right to know English and so to work also in Europe and not just in Italy? Thank you. Any other comment or question?
Ma questo, per dare una prima risposta, credo che sia...
Just to provide the first answer, I think this is a major issue for Aniarti. I mean, it's not easy to disseminate language knowledge. I mean, it's difficult to us to attend the meetings of the European Federation, because also within our national board there are not many people who are able to speak English, so it's difficult to make a good contribution to the work of the European Federation. And we are not very present within the European Federation due to this problem, language barriers. That's why it's really demanding working for the European Federation. This requires gathering information, being able to express oneself in English. And, well, as to language problems, I'm afraid that ANIARTI, the National Association, is not very powerful. Nurses must equip themselves in order to learn languages, to be able to establish a dialogue with foreign nurses. I mean, there are language courses everywhere, they're available everywhere, so it's not very difficult to attend English courses, for instance. And I also believe that in most hospitals and local health units, there are data banks available, and also computer libraries, and this is a major advantage, and it's also a very good incentive to learn a language. We cannot forget that learning English is much more difficult for a nurse than learning technical English. I mean, the English language, which is required to talk about our own job, because many nursing and technical terms are very similar in English to Italian, so learning technical language is easier. So my suggestion is that you attend English courses and then try and read scientific literature. Because if papers are technical, I'm sure that it's going to be easier to understand them. The take-home message is to take the initiative, to do something. We've got to start and learn English. And Water emphasized that one of the major problems, not only in Italy, but also in other countries, is communication. In Italy, maybe it's even more difficult because Italian derives from Latin, so our linguistic roots are different from English, but we've got many more instruments to learn English nowadays. I don't know whether you have other questions or remarks. Please try and seize the opportunity of having foreign speakers, experts coming from foreign countries. It's a really precious opportunity. And I would like to seize the opportunity to thank our foreign colleagues. Some of them cannot stay here for a long time. Water is going to leave us very soon. He's got a plane in the afternoon, but we're really lucky for having him here, even though for a short time. Thank you. I see somebody asking for the floor. Good morning. I'd like to ask Elio Drigo and our Dutch colleague something about the organization of work in the Netherlands in terms of critical care. Because new contracts of employment are being designed, and I would like to know what is the ratio between nurses and patients, 1 to 2, what is the nurse-patient ratio? And then as to the labor market, nurse labor market, do you think we have a European labor market for nurses? Do you think that nowadays it is easier for nurses to move in Europe to access a master's in foreign countries, for instance? Thank you for your question.
Buongiorno, io mi chiamo Nada.
Good morning, my name is Nada. I work in an emergency department. As a triage, when the patient is admitted to the hospital, in European countries, triage is performed by doctors and nurses. In Italy, nurses are in charge of a triage. So I was wondering, why is there this difference between other European countries and Italy? I think this question concerns Fabrizio, who has been talking about this issue in his paper. Are there any other questions? One more? My name is Roberta, and I work in an ICU. What is the role played by nursing reports? What do you mean by this? The question is not very clear. As to nursing or nurses reports or files, how these reports are drafted in Europe? You mean medical terms, diagnostic terms are more or less the same in Europe? What do you think? I'm referring to nursing reports. Thank you. One more question?
Prego.
Buongiorno, sono Gerardo Patrizio da...
My name is Patrizio, I come from Rome, Umberto I Hospital. Are there nurses trade unions in other European countries, nurses trade unions protecting our rights? Thank you. Angelina Di Nuccio. I'm a regional delegate of the Agnarti Association. I'm a member of the National Council. I have a question as to basic training. What is the situation in the various European countries? Because I think there's a huge difference in terms of theoretical hours, duration of training courses. So what is going to do? What is the European Federation going to do in terms of harmonizing curricula in Europe? Then as to licensing or registration for practice, because in those countries where there's no permanent training, is practice then limited if nurses are not permanently trained? They have to stop practicing, or are there any rules from this point of view? My last question. I work in a cardiology unit in Parma. Our Dutch colleague was referring to the concept of protection, that is, protecting and defending patients' rights. And he also referred to over-treatment or the problems connected to over-treating patients. I would like to know whether nurses have a role to play from this point of view, that is, avoiding over-treatment. I see there's another question. Good morning, my name is Armanda Ferula. I come from Giannina Gaslini Hospital, Anesthesiology and Resuscitation Department. I would like to know whether in Europe there's a difference between professional nurses and pediatric critical care nurses. Is there this difference, different situation and professional profile? Thank you. Fabrizio is going to answer the question concerning triage in Europe and in Italy. Who is in charge of triage? As I previously told you, we used a questionnaire to carry out our survey, so it's difficult to provide a specific answer. But considering the questionnaires we have received, in Italy, nurses play a major role because they define the patient's severity. In other countries, doctors are in charge of triage if the patient is severe. If the patient is less severe, nurses are in charge of triage. In France, there are also administrative workers who are involved in triage for patients who are not severe at all. And this is the information emerging from the answers given to our questionnaires. So, according to this analysis, in Italy, nurses are really in charge of triage. That's a major difference in the emergency department. Water, you have the floor for your answers.
About the question of the nurse-patient ratio,
but that's not translated.
Yes, he translated it. Oh, you translated it. Okay. The question about the nurse-patient ratio, I can only speak for Holland, of course, and there's a maximum of 1 to 2, but is depending on the level of intensive care. There are a few intensive cares who have a high care level, and then I think there's a maximum of 1 to 3. And not in UK. Oh, in the UK you have 1 to 1, of course. But that has to do with the severity of the patient. And of course in Holland we know patients who are absolutely be treated and cared by sometimes 1 or 2 critical care nurses during a shift. For the question about the labor market, I think there is a market in Europe. There are several organizations working in that market, so you just have to jump on the internet and you find an organization who is trying to get you employed in another country, but it has to do with specific competences, of course. And for myself, I had 4 critical care nurses coming from Australia in my critical care ward, and they worked by me for 2 years. So it is possible. And then there was a question about reports, and in my opinion a nurse, a critical care nurse, uses medical terms and also diagnosis to describe his or her observations, but I think it's really describing report, so more storytelling. And then there was a question about the ending. No, there was a question about a basic training. And there is a guideline in the European community who said something about the minimum, or let's say the golden standard for general nursing education. And in EFCNA, we developed educational guideline, a statement, which is provided on the internet. And the question was if EFCNA has the possibility to make a general education standard for whole Europe. And I think that is far too much, because the differences between the different countries are so big. I think first, let all the countries with a poor education course increase their level till there is enough to be shared, and then increase the education course to a higher level or of European. Yeah, my colleague John Albron is speaking about it in the afternoon. And there was a question about the end of practical training. I think that practical training is never ending. It has to do with an individual interest, and it has to be provided by the management, of course. So it's always a matter of interest and money. And there was a question about the nurse role in the treatment of patients. Then where treatment is in the eyes of a critical care is not useful anymore. And I think that's what I said in my presentation, that there is a protection role, a task, a duty in the critical care nurse area. So that we can give a patient a human death if treatment in critical care is not possible anymore. The problem is that what I already said, that our view is sometimes a little bit clouded, because we see the patient 24 hours a day and we come too close. And I think it's very important to start the discussion about end of life decisions earlier. Most of the time we start a discussion when the emotions are too high. And when the emotions are too high, the arguments are too low. And I think it's very important to have the discussion with the physicians on an equal base. And the last question was about the pediatric intensive care, critical care nurse. And in 70% of the cases, the member organizations of EFCNA, they also represent the pediatric and the neonatology critical care nurses. But there is a separate organization, ESPNIC, who is specific for pediatric and neonatology critical care nurses. In Holland, the basics in the educational course are the same for critical care nurses in adults, pediatric and neonatology critical care nurse environments.
Due informazioni organizzative operative.
A bit of a housekeeping. If you've got your lunch voucher and you have lunch here, you got to stamp your vouchers. If you got to stamp, you got to stamp your badge. If you go out for lunch, of course your badge will be registered outside at the exit. And then you do not forget that the organizing secretariat is collecting the forms for your pre-test. This is the appropriate time to close this session. We are sorry because the first speaker was not here. So we'll start in the afternoon at 2 o'clock with Dr. Lange. I'd like to thank Wouter de Graaf for his very interesting paper, for his contributions. Thank you for being here. Thank you to all participants for their contribution, and see you here at 2 o'clock.
Yes. Yes. So,
That's very nice. That's good. Yeah.